This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, an incredible deluxe reissue of what I think is one of the greatest alternative albums ever recorded, Israel Nash's Rain Plans, plus music from Bristol's Langkamer, and a new single from a Sonic Youth favourite, This Is Lorelei. Episode 245 of A Sonic Youth. Opening up was the epic Who in Time, the fourth of nine perfect tracks which together made up the 2014 album Israel Nash's Rain Plans. And I know I often speak superlatively about a lot of the music I play on this show, but this album is a big one, a masterpiece. The perfect representation of a cosmic Americana soundscape to my ears. It's an album that travels between softer folk and guitar-based psychedelia, and is packed full of idyllic Southern American imagery. Now, 12 years later, we get a deluxe version. It features a demo version of every song on the original album, always a fascinating listen on one of your favourite records. Some of the demos, well, they're exactly that, demos, unfinished tracks that haven't quite realised their full potential yet. Others, like the one I'll play for you soon, offer a beautiful toned-down alternative to the original. Also in the deluxe reissue are four tracks which never quite made it onto the first release. Two of the four are really good songs, but don't fit with the more psyched out sound on Rain Plans. The other two, which you'll hear today, I don't know why they were ever cut. Here's my favourite cut song, Wichita.
Oh my son Daniel, out of the den, you fight the battle, you could not win, you called your brother.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Israel Nash with the newly unearthed track Wichita. Nash, also known as Israel Nash Gripke, was born in Missouri. He followed his music dreams to New York City in the mid-2000s, playing for years across the Lower East Side of Manhattan. In 2009, he self-released his debut, New York Town. It was a strong album, especially the track Concrete and the Southern folk masterpiece Evening. In 2011, he released Barn Doors and Concrete Floors, an album which is firmly among my favourite albums of all time, a few places behind Rain Plans. That album has a much more conventional alt-country and folk sound. It's largely a sunny album, led by bright acoustic guitar, harmonica, and Nash's powerful voice. Like Rain Plans, no songs on the album really let it down in any way. The album opener Fool's Gold, along with Antebellum and Black and Blue, are the places to start. That record was followed by a live album, which also includes an energetic take on Neil Young's Revolution Blues, forever a favourite cover of mine. Young, especially Young with Crosby, Stills and Nash, is obviously the biggest influence on Israel Nash. His next release, an EP, also featured other favourite covers, including a dark take on Lennon's Working Class Hero and a soulful acoustic version of Hey Joe. Then in 2014, Rain Plans, an album which took Nash's excellent old country songwriting, great voice, and talent for instrumentation, and added a cosmic psychedelic element. I've done shows featuring more from the original album before, If you want to check out the record itself, I recommend starting with the truly epic title track. Next, I'm going to play my favourite demo from the deluxe version. Woman at the Well is one of the softer songs on the original album, and this early version strips it even further back. Was Woman at the Well, Fire Sessions demo, from the deluxe version of Israel Nash's Rain Plans. Next, an artist on the other side of the wider Americana genre. This is Lorelei. That's the name of Nate Amos's solo project, and it's one that's had a lot of play on this show over the past year. Most of that airtime has been tracks from the amazing 2024 record Box for Buddy, Box for Star, and its 2025 deluxe reissue. That was This Is Lorelei's first label quality release, something that really sharpened the Americana meets indie sound. Now signed to Matador, as is his other band, Water From Your Eyes, Amos is releasing another proper studio album. It's called The Singer In My Band, due out on the 11th of September. The first single sustains that sunny indie sound that made his last album so great. This is Billy Came Back.
cause he knows most every word and what it means. I always thought that Billy had the knack, and I always thought that Billy might come back. The last time I saw Billy was in 2022. Yeah, the only things he ever did were things I wouldn't do. And now he's showing up in cowboy boots with all that love he needs. He's got every song he'll ever wanna sing. You can hear him sing, like he's singing from the bottom of the deep blue sea. Yeah, my Billy's got a voice that sings for you and for me. Billy's back, he's singing to the track. Billy came back. It's high to sing the old music, but without that love, a track is just a track. And when he sang that love, we all came running back to hear him sing, like he's singing from the bottom of a deep blue sea. Yeah, my Billy's got a voice that sings for you and for me. Billy's back, he's singing to the track. Billy came back.
I'm Oliver Gray, this is A Sonic Youth, and that was This Is Lorelei with Billy Came Back. Next up, Langkamer, and their latest album from January this year. This track is called Easterly.
Alright, I'm gonna go for a walk. I tried to turn the key and it broke off in the lock. So maybe I could try to find some flowers in bloom. Clouds are cutting up the morning moon. Sun is shining. The joke that they are laughing about, and therein I will learn to disassemble despair. Knock, knock, who's there? And I will feel an easterly breeze, and easily I'll breathe as I am taking my ease. Epiphany, I'll see that there is nothing to fear. Knock, knock, who's here? And I am gonna lay in the grass and be the kind of guy to watch the clouds going past, and be the kind of guy.
Was Langkamer with Easterly. Langkamer are a four-piece from Bristol who released their first record in 2021. The sound is punky indie rock, with their Pavement and Wedding Present sonic influences distinguishing them from the more straightforward punk of bands like Idols or Fontaines. There's also a bit of Jangle there, which reminds me a lot of several New Zealand bands around at the moment, like World Series or Best Bets. Their latest record, their fourth, is simply called No. Here's another track, This was, deservedly, the first pre-release single that came from the album, Crows. Langkamer with Crows. To end the show this week, here's another of the tracks which was cut from the original release of Israel Nash's Rain Plans. This track, while having a tinge of that cosmic Americana sound, was probably a bit too conventional in its folk rock sound to be a good fit for the album, but it's a shame we've had to wait this long to hear it. This is I Was Quiet, She Didn't Need to Know.
She didn't need to. so I headed out the door.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.